So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed a chata sa'if which requires three avodas: malika, haza, mitzui. Our Mishnah proceeds with the avodas of an oila sa'if, which requires only two avodas, and the avodas of other karbanos of kadosh kachim as they pertain to me'ila. Sok the Mishnah. Oila sa'if moilim ba mishahukdashu bepeh. In an oila sa'if, the iser me'ila takes effect on the basa from when the owner verbally consecrates the karban. Nimlaka, hokshuli possible tful yom of a mechusik kippur mevelina. When the kohen does malika, the yarla sa'if receives a greater kedusha, the equivalent of kiddush bekli, and is eligible to become possible from tuma or if the blood or meat remained overnight. Mitzudama, chayav nala mishum pigal nois v'tame. Once the kohen does mitzu, squeezing out the blood against the mizbeach, which is the equivalent of zrikas adam, the kapara is accomplished, and now the isurim of pigal nois v'tame take effect on the basa. And umoylamba achatetzi lebeis hadashen. The ismaila remains on the basa until it is burned to ashes on the mizbeach and then carried outside to its designated location as part of chumas hadashen v'tzeras hadashen, which thereby completes the mitzvah. The Mishnah continues, Par manasraf masir manasraf moylam behen mishahukdashu. In the chatas behema whose meat is completely burned, the isur me'ila takes effect on the buster from the time of hekdash. Nishchatu, hukshuli possible tful yamav mechusi gibur mabalina. Who's a daman? Chayav nalem shem pigal naisav etame. And a moylam behen beveis hadashen at sheyatach habaser. The isur me'ila remains on the ayur ubaster until they are burned to ashes outside the gimel machnes, which thereby completes the mitzvah. Mishnah continues, Ha'ayla, Ma'ilam ba Mashahukdasha. In an Ayla's Behema, the Isim Ila takes effect on the Basar from the time of Hakdash. Nishchata, Hokshuli possible Tfoyam of a Machosikipur Mabalina. Mishnah Nizik Dama, Chayam Nala Mishnah Pigo Naisavatame. And Ve'in Ma'ilam ba'iris. The Isim Ila is removed from the hide because it goes to the Kahanim. Ava Ma'ilam ba'basar, Ashatetil Besadashin. But the Isim Ila remains on the Basar until it is burned to ashes on the Mizbech and then carried outside to its designated location, which thereby completes the mitzvah. Chatas va'asham besivchish al mitzibur moil mehen mishahukdashu. In the karma chatas or asham or communal shlamim that are kachi kachim, the ism ila takes effect on the basta from the time of hekdash. Nishchatu hokshuli possible tvoyim mevachusik kibur mevelina. Nizrak daman chayiv nalei mishum pigol noisiv etame. And ein moilim bebasta. The ism ila is removed from the basta because it may be eaten by the kahanim. However, moilim beimurei not sheyetil lebeis hadeshen. The ism ila remains on the imurim until they are burned to ashes on the mizbech and then carried outside to its designated location, which thereby completes the mitzvah. Shtei halechem moilim behen mishahukdashu. In the two loaves of shtei halechem that are burned on Shavuos, the ism ila takes effect from the time of hekdash. Karmu betaner hukshru lipasim b'tvoyim v'mechusik b'or mevelina v'lishachar alein asazevach. When the loaves are baked to the point that they got a crust, they become kaddish and are eligible to become pasul and accompany the shechita of the shnei kivsei atzeres. Nizrak daman shal kavasin chayim alei mishum pigol noisiv etame. When the kohen does rikas adam of the shnei kivsei atzeres, the kapar of the shtei halechem is accomplished. The ein behem me'ila, the esem me'ila is removed from the lechem because they're eaten by the kahanim. Lechem aponim, moilim bay mishu hukdashu. In the 12 loaves of the lechem aponim, the esem me'ila takes effect from the time of hekdash. Karm betaner, hokshuli pasul b'tvoyim v'mechusik kippurim v'lehisado agabi hashulchan. When the loaves are baked to the point that they got a crust, they become kaddish and are eligible to become pasul and to be placed on the shulchan on Shabbos. Kavur habazichin chayav nala mishum pigol noisiv etame. When the kohen burns the two spoonfuls of levaina, which is the equivalent of haktaras hakoymet shel mincha, the kapar of the lechem upon them is accomplished. Ve'im b'me'ila, this me'ila is removed from the lechem because it is eaten by the kohanim. Hamenachis moyelim behen mishahukdashu. In menachis, the ismaila takes effect from the time of hekdash. Kachu b'kli, hokshul pasul b'tvoyim b'mechusik kippurim v'lina. When the milcha is put into a kli sharis, it receives additional kedusha and is eligible to become pasul. Karva kaimetz, when the kaimetz of the milcha is burned on the mizbeach, the kapara is accomplished. Therefore, chayim malam mishum pigol noisiv etame. Ve'ein moyelim b'shirayim, the ismaila is removed from the remainder of the mincha because it is eaten by the kohanim. Ava moyelim b'kaimetz, acheyetzel beis hadash. The ismaila remains on the kaimetz until it is burned to ashes on the mizbeach and then carried outside to its designated location as part of trumas hadeshen by tzeras hadeshen, which thereby completes the mitzvah. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding hanena me'ifer tepuach shagabe mizbeach. Rav amar ein moilim bay, Rabbi Yechon amar moilim bay. If someone benefits from the ashes of the mound on the mizbeach, Rav holds there's no ismaila on the efer, while Rabbi Yechon holds there is ismaila on the efer. Now, there's an avoda of trumas hadeshen. Each morning, they would remove a shovel full of ashes from the mizbeach, which was placed on the nearby floor of the azar. Then there is Hoitzas Hadeshen. After a while, when the Tapuach, the mound of ashes on the Mizbeach, got too big, it was removed to a designated place outside Yerushalayim. And the Gemara elaborates as follows. There's no Machloikis Levnei Trumas Hadeshen Moilim Boy. All agree that there is Issam Ila on the Efer before Trumas Hadeshen, because Leinas is Mitzvasei. Since the Mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen was not yet performed, the Efer is still considered Kachi Hashem. The Machloikis is only La'acha Trumas Hadeshen, whether there is Issam Ila on the Efer after Trumas Hadeshen. Rav holds in Moilim, but there's no Me'ilah because Harinas Mitzvase. Since the mitzvah of Trumas Tadeshim was already accomplished, the Eifer is no longer considered Kacheshem. And accordingly, our mission that states Moilim Behen, Achateitze Lebeis Hadeshim, Achateitze must be understood as Achatira Lebeis Hadeshim. The Issa Me'ilah remains on the Eifer only until it becomes eligible for its Hadeshim, even though it's still on the Mizbeach. Or Yechanan holds Moilim Bay. There is Me'ilah because Kivin the Tzarech Lebig de Kuna, Bekadush Asikai. Since the Haitzah Sadeshim that follows requires the Kain to wear the Big de Kuna, the mitzvah is not yet completed, and the Eifer is still considered Kacheshem. And accordingly, our Mishnah is understood literally, Moilim Men Achateitze Lebeis Hadeshim. This Me'ilah applies until the Eifer is actually taken out from the Azara and carried out to the Beis Hadeshim. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes regarding Hanenah Mibasar Kachikashim Lefnei Zrikas Damim. Someone benefits from the meat of Kachikashim before the Zrika. Or the Muri Kachem Kalam La'achas Zrikas Dam. Someone benefits from the fats of Kachem Kalam after the Zrika, in which there is Issa Me'ilah on the Basar and the Muri. Rav says, Masha Nena, Yiplu L'Nadava, the Me'ilah payment goes to the fund of public karbanas. While Levi says, Yavi Davar Shakul L'Mizbech, the Me'ilah payment is used for the Ketiris, which are completely consumed on the Mizbech. The Gemara brings proof to Rav from the following Brisa. Hanena mid mechatas mid me asham. Someone benefits from money that was designated for chatas v'asham. It depends. Achle karva chatasa yesiv yavi chatasa. Achle karva ashama yesiv yavi ashama. If it was then before the carbon was brought, the meila payment goes to buy a larger animal for the carbon. Karv chatasa yechul yam melech. If it was then after the chatas was brought, then the mechatas must be thrown away because chatas shekibur balel lemisa and karv ashama yiplun in the dava. If he was Nenna after the Ashim was brought, the Dmei Ashim goes to the fund of public karbanas because Ashim Shekibah Balea Lenadava. And the Brisa concludes, Hanenna Mikachikachim Lefnei Zrikas Dam, Beimur Kachim Kam Laachas Zrikas Dam, Masha Nenna Yiplu Lenadava.